Picture this. You're on a 3-mile final. Runway looks great. You're trimmed, you're stabilized, the airspeed's pinned right where you want it. And then about a half mile out, your instructor, or worse, the examiner, asks you a simple question. Where are you going to touch down? If you have to think about that for more than 2 seconds, this segment is for you. I'm Pattern, and you're listening to Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today's tip of the day is one of those things that once you see it, you cannot unsee it. It's going to make every approach you fly the rest of your life feel about 10% easier. We're talking about the aim point, specifically the trick your windshield is trying to show you every single approach, if you just know where to look. Let me say up front, this is something I wish somebody had drilled into me 100 hours sooner than they did. I was the student who flew good approaches by feel, by luck, honestly. Some days greasers, some days I was floating halfway down the runway wondering what happened. Nobody had ever taught me to look at the right thing. So if that's you, you're in good company. Let's walk through this together. Quick shout out before we get into it. Our friends at aviationsoul.com make challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private, instrument, commercial, CFI type ratings. They've got a coin for it. I've got mine sitting on the desk right now. It's a little reminder that the milestones matter, the hours matter. Every check ride you grind through matters. Go check them out at aviationsoul.com. Coins for the journey. All right, the aim point. Here's the core idea, and I want you to lock onto this. When you're flying a stabilized approach, there is exactly one spot on the ground that is not moving in your windshield. Everything else is moving. The runway numbers are sliding down. The trees off the end of the runway are sliding up. The taxiway turnoff way down at the end is sliding up too. But there is one single point, and only one, that is sitting perfectly still relative to your eyes. That point is where you're going to fly into the ground if you don't flare. Read that again in your head. The spot in your windshield that isn't moving is the spot you're going to hit. Not where you'll touch down. Touchdown is always farther down the runway because you're going to flare and float a bit. But the point that's stationary in your windshield is your projected impact point, your aim point. This isn't a trick, it's just geometry. Your eyes, your flight path, and the ground all intersect at one specific point. As long as your descent angle stays the same and your ground track stays the same, that point doesn't move on the windshield, it just gets bigger. Now here's why that matters. If you're on final and the runway numbers are sliding down in your windshield, meaning the threshold appears to be moving toward your feet, you're going to overshoot. You're going to land long. Your aim point is past the numbers, somewhere down the runway. Maybe 1,000 feet down, maybe halfway down, depends on how fast they're moving. If you're on final and the numbers are sliding up in your windshield, meaning the threshold appears to be climbing higher and higher above your nose, you're going to land short. You're going to hit the dirt before the runway. The numbers are moving up because your aim point is short of them. And if the numbers are not moving at all, if the threshold is just sitting there locked in place getting bigger and bigger, you're going to fly directly into the threshold, which depending on the airport is exactly what you want for a short field or exactly what you don't want if there's an approach light system or terrain off the end. So three pictures, numbers sliding down, landing long, numbers sliding up, landing short, numbers locked in place. That's your aim point. Once this clicks, your whole approach changes because now you're not flying airspeed and altitude as two separate problems. You're flying one thing, an aim point. And you're using pitch and power together to control it. Let me give you a real scenario. You're a private pilot student and you're shooting touch and goes at your home field. 2,600-foot runway, displaced threshold, trees off the end. You turn final and you're feeling pretty good. You glance at the airspeed, 65 knots, perfect. You glance at the altimeter, looks about right. You're feeling smooth. But you're also kind of just hoping it works out. Now try it the other way. You roll out on final and immediately your eyes go to the windshield. You pick a spot, let's say the second runway stripe past the numbers, and you ask yourself one question. Is that spot moving? If it's moving up, you're sinking below glide path. You add a touch of power and you might ease the nose forward a hair to keep the airspeed where you want it. You watch the spot, it slows, it stops. You're back on path. If it's moving down, you're high. You reduce power, maybe pitch down slightly, and watch the spot drift back up to where it stops. You're not chasing the Vasai, you're not chasing the altimeter, you're flying the aim point. And the aim point tells you everything you need to know about your descent path in real time. With no instruments and no glide slope guidance at all. This is, by the way, why pilots flying into airports with no PAPI, no VASI, no anything can still grease it on. They learn to fly the aim point. The instruments are just a backup confirmation of what their eyes are already telling them. Now let me go a layer deeper, because I don't want to oversimplify. There's a difference between the aim point and the touchdown point. The aim point is where you're pointing the airplane, the touchdown point is where the wheels actually go down, and there is always a gap between those two, because the flare bleeds off your descent rate and you float a little before settling. For most light singles, your Cessna 172s, your Piper Warriors, your Cirruses, that gap is somewhere between 200 and 500 feet. Depends on your speed, your weight, your flare technique, the wind. So if you're aiming at the second runway stripe past the numbers, you're probably going to touch down on the third or fourth stripe. This is why short field landings have you aim much closer to the threshold than a normal landing. You're compensating for that float. The airman certification standards for the private pilot short field landing want you to touch down within 200 feet of a specified point. 200 feet, plus or minus, that's tight. You can't do that without controlling your aim point. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The aim point also tells you when to go around if you're on short final and the spot you're aiming at suddenly starts sliding the wrong way and you can't fix it with a small power correction, go around. If you've been chasing the aim point all the way down final, jockeying power and pitch every 5 seconds, you are not stable, go around. The examiner is looking for stabilized approaches by 500 feet AGL. If you're at 300 feet and still hunting, that's not stable, that's a go-around. No questions asked, no ego, full power, climb out, try again. Going around because your aim point won't settle is not a failure, it is the single most professional thing you can do as a pilot. Airline pilots do it, military pilots do it. The examiner wants to see you do it. Let's talk about how to actually train this. Next time you fly, on every approach, every single one, I want you to do a little exercise. As soon as you roll out on final, pick a spot on the runway. Out loud, say it. I'm aiming for the 1,000-foot markers. Or I'm aiming for the numbers, or I'm aiming for the second stripe. Then watch that spot. Don't watch your airspeed. Don't watch your altitude. Just watch the spot. Tell your instructor or tell yourself what it's doing. Spot's moving up. Spot's moving down. Spot's locked. If it's moving, fix it. Power and pitch together. Small inputs. Watch what happens. Do this for 10 approaches in a row, and I promise you. Your landings will start to feel different. They'll feel more deliberate. You'll stop being surprised by where you touch down. You'll start setting yourself up for the same landing every time. A few more things, and then I'll let you go. Number 1. The aim point trick works in any airplane. Cessna, Cirrus, Bonanza, King Air, 737. The geometry doesn't care what you're flying. The only thing that changes is the size of the float between aim point and touchdown. Number 2. It works at night. In fact, at night it might be even more useful because the visual cues are so degraded. Pick the runway threshold lights, watch them and fly the same way you would in the day. Number 3. It does not work in zero visibility. Don't try this in actual instrument conditions. That's what the glide slope is for. But the moment you break out of the clouds on an instrument approach and the runway environment is in sight, your eyes go right back to that aim point. Number 4. Crosswinds. A crosswind doesn't change the aim point trick at all, but it does change where the airplane is pointing versus where it's going. You're flying a crab or a slip, and your nose isn't pointed straight down the runway. Your aim point is still the spot in your windshield that isn't moving. You just have to look in the right place, which is along your flight path, not along the nose of the airplane. This takes some practice. Get a CFI to fly some crosswind approaches with you and call out aim points together. Number 5. Tailwheel pilots already know all of this, by the way. Pretty much everything in tailwheel flying is visual. If you've never flown a Cub or a Champ, go grab an hour with a tailwheel CFI sometime. It'll sharpen up your visual approach skills like nothing else. So that's the tip of the day. The aim point, the spot in your windshield that isn't moving, the spot that tells you with one glance whether you're going to land long, short, or right where you want to. Try it on your next flight. Just try it. Tell me how it changes things. Big credit on this one to the AOPA Air Safety Institute, who put out some excellent material on stabilized approaches, and to Rod Machado, whose private pilot handbook explains the aim point picture better than just about anybody. You can find all of our segments and the full schedule over at radiohangar.com. This is Pattern. Fly the spot. I'll catch you next time.